Drama City Productions presents. Drama City's got that small town mentality. Drama City's got that small town mentality. Drama City's got that small town mentality. Drama City's got that small town mentality.
Drama City's got that small town mentality. Come promote your music, come talk about your insanity. No need to keep it PG, so feel free to say whatever you please. You can talk about the weather, you can talk about religion, you can talk about the view. Doesn't matter what you say, just make sure what you say is true. But don't worry, just come through. We can have some laughs and giggles, we can even spit some riddles on some fire instrumentals. Yeah, that's how we get down.
Drama City's got that small town mentality. Drama City's got that small town mentality. Drama City's got that small town mentality. Drama City's got that small town
mentality. How many times?
Like 8.
Oh, okay.
Just 8?
What?
Just 8?
Just take them on a date, yeah.
No, just 8? Oh,
okay. Yeah, we just ate. Oh, on
our date. We did all just eat, too. I bet. Yeah, we just came from a barbecue. Like a first 17-year-old birthday party.
Oh, yeah?
All of us.
How was that?
Wasn't bad.
Man, there wasn't any chicks there. It was kind of good.
There was only like 2 girls her age, and then the rest was just all adults and then very small children.
Well, I mean, 17 is close enough, right?
Nah, dude, there was an 18-year-old there.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Oh, he tried. He tried.
Nah, dude. I'm not nah,
funny
dude.
Shit.
I kept getting cock-blocked by fucking children, man.
Yeah, this girl looked like she was like 10, though.
Ah, dude, I know, sure. I know. But she had...
And then she's showing off her tattoos, like, I'm old.
Yeah. She, like, whipped out a pack of cigarettes, and we were like, how old is this bitch?
And you whipped out
nah,
a pack of cigarettes.
Nah, fuck that. Austin was just like, here's a lighter. And I was
well,
like,
not
how old
illegal
are
to
you?
Give, like, a minor a lighter. I didn't give her a cigarette. I gave her a lighter.
Yeah, I think you have to be 16 to buy a lighter, so...
Well, damn it. She's 18.
That's what she said, anyways.
Yeah, well, she did offer Patrick her permit to see it.
Oh, yeah. She didn't offer
I mean, we didn't take it, but she could have been lying the whole time.
Yeah, that's kind of fucked up.
At 18?
Hey, see my permit. See how
well, I mean,
I
he
am.
Ain't even got a license either.
Yeah, dude, I'm 21 and I ain't got shit. Why? Actually, I just bought a car, so. My first car.
Off of that, what were we talking about? He had some money coming in or something?
Me?
Yeah.
Inheritance?
Yeah, inheritance.
No, dude, from my porn videos.
Oh, okay.
God. Austin was the star pupil, man. Fucking star of the show.
Nice. What'd you do? Cup the balls?
Well, one of them was one of them was shaving Ryan's privates, right? You know?
I wonder if that would be like a genre, just watching me shave my dick every week.
Probably. I mean, there's like videos of like other dudes masturbating and...
Tentacle
I don't know
porn.
Anything, like paper bag porn.
No, there's
know.
That new kind of porn at Red Lobster now, remember?
Oh, yeah.
We're playing Cards Against Humanity, and that was the category, like, this week at Red Lobster, new kind of porn.
Did you guys play with all those kids around?
Yeah, they were in the other room.
It was good. Actually, yeah. They were in the same room, just in the different part of the room.
Yeah. Yeah. Mandy's daughter is all like, hey, can I watch? And I'm like, that's up to you, Mom.
Did the other like RT people, did they play too?
Oh, no, dude, they left before.
Yeah, oh, okay. I was wondering.
The only
was
one
like,
that
they
was
don't
there
seem like
was
the kind
like
of
that,
that new nurse played and his wife, and they seemed a little... iffy on it, yeah.
Yeah, they thought they were going to lose their job.
I know some people at work who play the game, but that coat hanger and abortion card, they take it out because it like offends them too much.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Man, don't play that game.
too bad they weren't one, huh?
Ooh, snap.
So that's what you guys did today, huh? Should I get into my shit?
I've been playing a lot of Fortnite.
Did you actually finally play D&D? Because I saw something on your Facebook.
Yeah, we did finally play D&D.
How was it?
Dope. It was fun.
Yeah?
Yeah. Played it with this guy.
Ah.
You guys are fucking assholes. Thanks
so
for
you played
inviting
Dicks
me.
And Dicks?
Thanks for inviting me.
Man, I didn't even know you, D&D.
Dude, me and Austin, we came up with this idea.
No, we didn't. Dude.
We talked about it on the episode he was on, though.
Yeah, dude. See, I knew about it before everyone fucking
hey,
else knew
here,
about it.
Here's the thing, Pat. If you'd come to work, you know, stop hurting your arm and shit.
Dude,
you'd
he broke I'm his sorry arm I masturbate so vigorously.
At work. for a safety call. He didn't make it to the safety call.
I made it like a couple feet from the safety call. Okay.
Tripped over himself. Work's paying for your fucking clumsiness.
Yeah, dude, they are.
That's tax money, man.
Oh, that's how he bought the car.
No, dude.
You got a large settlement.
No, I wish.
The carpet was uneven in a few spots.
Skipped a beat in the shower and tripped.
Probably some like garbage on the floor, like all the dust bunny buildup.
Anyways, why'd everybody stop talking?
Oh, I was going to ask you, because you were going to tell your part of the day.
Oh, man, I've had a fucking day. Last night, we'll start last night. Last night I drank way too much, and we were playing Never Have I Ever.
Okay.
And I have ever everything. So I just kept drinking and drinking and drinking and drinking.
How many people were there?
There was like 8 of us, I think.
Okay.
And we were playing Piccolo too, and at one point,
what's Piccolo?
It's an app on your phone. It's like a drinking game. It tells you what to do.
Oh, okay.
It's pretty fun.
I think I've heard of it.
At one point in time, 4 of us, including my wife, had our pants on the ground playing the game.
Were you naked?
No.
Oh, okay.
Just
boxers?
Pants off, yeah. But anyways, I drank too much, and then I got real sick, threw up a bunch, and then we woke up at 8 o'clock in the morning, and then at 10 in the morning, we went down to that storage auction, played some Storage Wars. Well, we won one of them, and it was a fucking mess, and it was just filled to the roof with shit.
Was it garbage?
All garbage, man. It was horrible. I was like, why did we fucking buy this thing?
How much did you pay for it?
$50.
Oh, okay.
That's not
at least
bad.
It wasn't
that's
a big bad. Investment.
Yeah. We got some stuff out of it. We separated all the real...
You gonna make your money back?
I hope so. We separated all the real garbage and kept all the stuff we're having a yard sale next
week. Like bags of chip garbage? What kind of garbage are you talking
about? It's like the whole place was covered in rat piss and shit. And they just had cases and cases of food that expired in like 2013. So we had to get rid of all the fucking food.
Food storage?
Yeah, and then bags and bags of clothes. Like, what the fuck are we supposed to do with all these clothes?
You can give them to the place downstairs.
Yeah. Well, we just took them to the dump. But yeah, we separated everything out. We ended up finding like a PSP and... like some cool stuff that we're keeping, but
PSP, huh? Any games? Game with it?
Dope. I don't know. I didn't. Barry took it.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, we went on it together, so it was like $25 a piece.
Nice.
But yeah, it was fun, man. It was tough. It was a tough day. We bought it, and at like 10:30, they told us that we won, and so we went and got a trailer, and we started loading everything up. Took 2 trips. It's literally I haven't sat down all day because we. Got everything to my house, separated everything from what we could sell to yard sale and what we couldn't, took that to the dump, and went and picked up another load because it was just packed full. It was just a crazy day, man. And so, then you messaged me at 5:30 and said, hey, we're recording tonight, or I got 2 guests for tonight. And I was like, oh, fuck.
Well, we're recording tonight. This is my last day that I had open, man, so we had to get it done today.
But I was on my way back from the dump when he just messaged me.
So, oh, man, that's a long fucking time to be working.
Yeah, out. I scarfed down like 2 pieces of pizza and I took off to come over here.
Where's nice. The fucking pizza, bro?
I left it out. Had to feed my kids.
Well, now you get to do the podcast and sit down.
Yeah, which has been nice.
It's a bright side to everything.
But yeah, I fucking puked last night. It was rough. It's been a while since I've been that drunk.
Me too.
Yeah.
Me too.
Goddamn, never have I ever. Fucking piece of shit.
Fuck, dude.
Were you the drunkest one there?
Oh, yeah. I've literally done everything.
Nice.
Even butt stuff, dude?
Yeah, butt stuff. All day.
Murder. With men?
Yep. with men. That was the one part I didn't drink, like on the blowjob
questions.
Those questions?
Okay, yeah. They had lots of blowjob questions.
Yeah.
Well, they had to figure out just how far you would go. You know?
That was just the questions I wouldn't admit to, I guess. But yeah, that's been my couple of days, man. What have you been doing?
Yesterday I went to a barbecue.
Oh, nice.
Thursday I did nothing. But I thought I was going to do something Thursday. It just never materialized.
Hmm. Exciting.
I know. It's a blast. I don't know. It's been kind of busy, though. Just running around like crazy. My wife taking my car and extending periods of time. You know, making me late everywhere.
Nice.
Like tonight? Every single day.
I don't know. He was on time today to pick me up.
No, I wasn't. We were an hour late.
He was here earlier than me.
Yeah, she had to drop me off, and then she has to go pick up my dad. And then my dad's going to take my kid. So it's just, I don't know, it's just like fucking... I was supposed to be the one to do it, but then I was like, no, I got to do this.
Yeah.
And my dad's like, and she doesn't have a working cell phone right now, and my dad can't like contact her, so she has to go wait at the gas station like 20 minutes in advance to go pick him up.
It's a busy day, man. 7:19 p.m., and I just got told that I was working tomorrow.
That is shitty.
Yeah.
So these guys don't know, but you drive semi, right?
Yeah. I'm always driving a semi.
You drive a semi, dude?
Always rocking the semi.
That explains the whole...
Shut the fuck up, Asher.
You gotta be all weird about it, man.
You like Ghostbusters, man? Oh, man, that says something, dude.
That's some fucking gay shit, dude.
Do you know why truck drivers have dogs?
So they can fuck something while they drive?
Sheep would look weird. Sheep would look weird.
Man, we were just talking about lot lizards. Lot lizards.
Oh, okay.
And Jeremy's going to be a lot lizard for Halloween.
Oh. Opposed to every other day of the year?
Does he have to, like, suck dick as the costume?
I don't know, man.
I hope so, man.
I think Mandy's going to be the trucker, so.
Patrick will finally lose his virginity.
Fuck yeah, man.
If I ever saw you in a parking lot, I'd just honk and keep driving.
It's going to be tough hitchhiking in them high heels.
Yeah. So what have you been up to?
Masturbation.
Okay.
For Halloween?
Just on Halloween?
No, dude. It's like an every day, every minute type thing, you know?
It's like a build-up for Halloween.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Yeah, dude.
So you're just going to be like a walking cum dumpster for Halloween?
Nah, dude. I'm just going to walk around butt naked and masturbating towards everyone.
Oh, you'll probably get arrested for that.
Hey, sure. I'll fight them off,
make
man.
Make sure you go to like an elementary school, too.
Where else would you do that?
Your grandma's funeral or something. That's true. You know?
Yeah, that's pretty classic.
She would have wanted it this way, you know.
You ever cream pie your grandma in her casket?
Oh, man. Never have I ever. Cream
pie. Yep, better drink.
That's to you, grandma.
Oh, man. So how was your weekend, then?
My weekend?
Yeah. We all set our weekend
dude,
over
he
here.
Dude, he ain't worked in like 10 days.
I haven't worked, dude. Like all I bought my first car.
No license.
So it's like the same as being at work. You just don't do anything.
Yeah, dude. Okay. It's pretty much the same as being at work, except for I'm not surrounded by a bunch of fucking assholes.
Yeah. So you just get to play video games and get paid for it?
Yeah, actually, I'm getting paid 60% of what I make every day.
I couldn't live on that. Couldn't live on 60%.
That's fucked up.
That's probably about like what you got this month.
Yeah. That's fucking bullshit. I can't go to work. How much did you get this month?
Like $1,400.
Dude, I got two grand this month.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's
on
fucked
60%.
Up.
You
no,
got
no.
Grand?
This was my last paycheck. Oh, now okay. You remember because it switched over before.
No, see, the thing is, they made me take a vacation at work.
I don't think I could live off of two grand a month.
I live off of like 22.
It's pretty fucked up.
I have a low-end lifestyle.
That.
Hey, man.
Same.
I've reached my peak in life at 1260. It's nice.
How much do you make?
Enough.
How much do you make?
No, man. He's not going to say it on the podcast.
Say it on the motherfucking podcast.
Let's just say double plus some of what you bring in every month.
Nah, I don't believe it. Dude, show me the pay stuff. Show me the pay stuff.
Dude, you ever seen what a truck driver makes? Like,
yeah, dude, my brother's a truck driver, but you know, he might be spending all on like fucking meth or something.
No, it's those lot lizards, man. They'll get you every time.
Which brother?
My oldest.
Oh, okay. How old is he? Like 40?
30.
30?
Fuck, dude, my parents are only 50 years old.
Yeah, you never know.
My bad, dude. I mean,
yeah, dude, it is your bad.
You're like the second to youngest, so I just figured they'd be more spaced out. Okay.
They still fucking?
Huh?
They still fucking?
I hope not, dude. I hope not.
If they're only 50, I think they'd be all right.
Nah, dude, they're like, my dad's like 56 and my mom's like 54.
Nice.
Your dad does not look 56.
Yeah, he's old. He's weird, old.
Dude. I was thinking like 40 tops, man. Your dad looks young as shit.
It's because he's never done drugs, never drank. None of that. Oh, boy. Shit. Never smoked a cigarette.
He's never touched a drink, like ever?
No, he's drank like a total of 3 times. At least that's what he tells me. But he didn't drink after that. The church found him, man. God touched him in his penis, okay?
All right.
Yeah, that's how that works.
You know what? It was a good story at first, and then it just turned into weirdness.
Yeah. The creep.
No, but they both look younger than they are because of that. Proof, man.
So what are you going to look like?
Oh, dude, I know I look young naturally, but I look way older than I did just like 3 years ago.
Is that masturbation?
Called aging.
That happens to people.
I'm just saying, you look at like my first work ID and I look like 10 years younger, man.
Did you have hair?
Yeah. Oh, nice. That was the difference, is I had more hair and I looked like, but and my face was fatter and redder.
I saw that picture, you're like, this may be my last haircut.
No, dude, I showed someone at work like a picture of me 6 months ago. Because like I started going hard, you know? With fucking, like...
The dudes?
Fucking Simon Dope, you know? And...
Is that why your arm's all taped up?
No, dude, nah. I haven't done that in, like, 8 months now, but, like... No,
that's a different story.
They were like, oh, look at you. How old were you? Like, 14? I'm like, that was, like, 6 fucking months ago.
Nice.
But this was a couple months ago, so I guess now it'd be, like, almost a year ago, but still...
Depressing.
Yeah.
It is pretty depressing, dude.
Way to bring down the show. Yeah.
We're having a good time.
Yeah.
So no one here plays Fortnite?
I have like twice.
Do you like it at
no,
all? Not even the all. Team battle?
Nope.
That's my favorite thing now.
See, I feel like I'd play it if I had someone to play with, but...
What are you game on?
PS4.
Mm. I got PS4, dude.
All right.
Lame.
You know,
I have both.
Hey, you dumbasses do realize that on Fortnite, they have like a multi-link where people are playing on the computer, people are playing on PS4, people are playing on Xbox, all on the same game.
Yeah, but can I add him? If I'm on the Xbox and he's on the PS4?
That I am not sure of.
I don't think you can.
Then why would you even bring that up, dude?
Oh, I thought, I guess I spaced out the first half of the conversation.
Mm. But. Fucking asshole, man.
Yeah. You're a real dick. Why does the conversation just keep
dying? I don't know, dude.
Dying?
It's an abrupt end.
You guys got to get into this show, man. Can't keep
We're
it all
on
talking. Us. Every time it's just me and Austin, all we do is talk about masturbation and pedophilia. That's like our go-to when the thing's
Every
silent.
Every single time.
Yeah.
Well, where's the masturbation and the pedophilia, goddammit?
Well, you go under the table, I mean, you might see something.
You can't. That's why you haven't talked so much.
You can't pressure us into it.
Don't put us on the spotlight.
It's just weird sitting across from you. I mean,
we
be
like
doing
save
it
that in the back
now,
pockets because, you know, we don't want to like just go to it right off the bat.
Yeah.
You see Deadpool 2?
Yes.
You like it? I haven't seen it yet.
We've talked about this a few times.
Okay, well, I've talked about it with everybody. I'm just
Why do you
to
always forget
reviews.
Our conversation? Do you not like me that much?
No, dude. I just... I smoke a lot of pot, man.
Okay.
Makes sense.
Too.
Why haven't you seen it yet?
Just because I was super broke last month. Like, dirt poor.
Too super broke
so
to see a superhero
I just
movie.
Simply couldn't afford it, and then I was going to go on the Tuesday when it's cheap. And I don't like to go if I'm working.
Why don't you just stream it?
Is it good quality? Did you find a good quality?
Yeah, it's fine.
What do you mean by fine, man? Am good. I going to see like people getting up in the middle of the theater?
You might hear a cough or two, but it's
What country is it from?
I don't know. No idea.
No subtitles on
it? No subtitles.
Oh. Probably like Mexico or something.
Could be.
Fucking shitty, dude.
And then have you seen it, Patrick?
Yeah, man.
It's good.
Fuck, everyone saw it
with
me.
It's good. I mean, I think number one is better. I really do.
I thought it was all right, but
story-wise, one was better. But, yeah. I mean, you could tell that they upped their budget for this movie.
Oh yeah,
like there was explosions and shit. The other one's like, man, there's not another fucking X-Men.
Even the comedy in it, dude. I think number one was a lot funnier.
Yeah, he used the same line as he did in the first one about not having enough X-Men in the movie.
Yeah, yeah.
The exact same line as the first one.
Yeah.
Like, huh.
Hacking their own material.
Yeah, I was like, I've heard that before. Best scene in the world when he's growing his new legs. Best thing ever.
I heard that. People were posting about that on Facebook.
It was a beautiful moment.
What a...
Oh my god, he's
I don't even want to know.
Take his first steps.
Sitting there butt-ass naked, got like a baby ass. And
like... It was great.
This movie sounds dope now.
It was good. It was good TV.
Damn,
man.
It. Yeah. This is my last day off, too.
Mm-hmm.
These days I flew.
Just stream it, man.
You gonna see Solo?
Solo. Oh, probably.
Solo. I'm probably not gonna see it in theaters, man.
I don't know.
I see all the Star Wars movies, but I'm just so
Even like Star Wars, to be perfectly honest.
Get out. There's the door.
Yeah.
See ya. I don't, dude. Yeah.
Come on, man. Why you gotta be that dude? You like Star Trek?
No, dude.
Oh, fuck you.
I've got a picture on my phone of my son standing next to Boba Fett when we went and saw A New Hope, I think.
Dude, I just think Star Wars is fucking overrated.
A New Hope is like the original.
Okay.
It's not
What's
even
new
that
one?
Good. The best part in it is
so there's The Force Awakens and The Last Jedi.
I think it was The Force
Awakens. Okay.
That's not a thing. You should go home and do your homework.
I was saying, when did you go see it in 1970, man? Like,
I could have almost made that.
Almost made 1970?
Yeah.
No. I was going to say, how old are you? Then I had to think.
Yeah. How old are you?
I'll be 30 this year.
Fuck, dude.
No way.
Coming up on it, man.
Fuck.
30.
Yeah, you don't look 30 either, man.
So, what are you doing hanging out with this young crowd?
Yeah, dude.
Running a podcast now.
Patrick's 21. Austin's 24?
Almost. In another month.
Oh, 23.
He's 23, dude. He's fucking younger than I am.
Jeff, fuck off. No, I'm not.
I'm old. I've been drinking longer than you've been masturbating.
Nah, dude, I started masturbating when I was really, really young. Just saying.
I'm old enough to have smoked legally in a restaurant.
For real?
Yeah,
man. You were around when smoking was still in restaurants? Here in town?
Yep.
I didn't even know it was here in town. That's how young I am. I didn't move here until late.
I had a whole year where I could smoke in a restaurant.
Oh, a whole year, man. You must feel like a fucking baller.
That would have been dope, dude.
Just saying 18 to 19.
Where they had, like, smoking sections in your restaurant?
Yeah, 19
they had
was
that
when
in Florida up until I was, line. Like, 12. And then they just got, like, rid of them all.
Yeah.
It's such bullshit, man. If people want to give themselves cancer and
indoors.
Everybody else around them, let them.
That's how I feel.
Yeah.
Just blow right in their face. No, dude, it was dope being able to just, like, watch my parents smoke and not have to leave the dinner table every 10 minutes when we were a kid, because that was like, a problem. They're constantly smoking. So we'd go to, like, restaurants, and they'd just fucking just ash in our face the whole time.
Yeah, that's good
for you.
It
was dope, dude.
Yeah. Sounds like it.
Real bonding.
Yeah, sounds like a great childhood.
They were doing you a
You don't
service.
Have any problems.
Yeah.
You're fine.
My lugs are tore up.
You don't need therapy. I think you're going to be great.
Nah, dude. I
don't
hear
crack
him.
That can, man. That's loud as shit.
Sorry. I hear him fucking hacking up shit, dude, when he comes in off his break. Or when he's done with like a 10-minute hold. He's like...
That's literally lack of physical activity, though. Like,
yeah. I think you're getting smoking confused with being fat. I mean, it comes with age.
Ah, dude, he just called you fat.
No, he's an ex-fat.
No, I know. I'm,
no. Here's
I know
the thing.
I'm large. I'm not like the smallest dude.
Yeah, here's you are, thing, dude.
Fatties can call other fatties fat. It's a thing.
Ah, dude.
That's why we
so
call you
call
fat.
You guys
like the,
fat?
It's just like the N-word.
But we say that.
Yeah, I'm just going to go ahead and get the elephant in the room out of the way. Niagara Falls.
Yeah.
It's forbidden in some places. Yeah. Not here on Small Town Mentality.
Yeah. Say what you want. I don't care. Welcome to Small Town Mentality Podcast. I'm your host, Ben.
I'm your co-host, Austin.
You try
Meeks.
That again? You want to try it?
I'm your co-host, Austin.
Ooh,
Meeks.
That was better. Good.
Dude, I ain't saying my last name. These guys are going to stop me.
I just did
my
last
pretty.
Name because there's another Austin on the show.
Oh, okay.
But he's not the co-host. Austin.
Yeah, I should have said that.
I'm the masturbator, Patrick.
And I'm the other Austin, the counterpart.
Of the masturbation?
You guys gave your guys weird titles. Yeah. You didn't have to do that.
Man, I feel like I had to come out here and like one-up everyone now. You guys have been doing this for a while. Huh?
Just be yourself.
Yeah. Oh.
Hey, man, you got legs.
I was going to message
you. Behind you.
That's too far to reach.
You're a fucking asshole.
You're going to message me.
Yeah. I was going to message you the other day this link to WorldStar, which I WorldStarred again.
Okay, what was it?
It was awesome. So this girl was blowing a midget, but she was barrel rolling in a complete circle.
Okay, so who was blowing a midget?
Like in a circle. It was like a stripper or something. And a midget, and she was just sucking his dick, but spinning at the same time, and they went in a full circle.
What has WorldStar become?
I don't know.
How are you finding this? That's what I want to know.
Honestly, typing in. Honestly, it's what I'm looking for.
Okay.
Midgets getting their dick sucked.
Are you going to...
That is impressive.
Yeah, I'm going to try to find it.
Be a what's producer on this?
Yeah. We need to find a producer, man.
So wait, hey, is it true what they say then? You know, like, matches their size?
That dick was pretty fucking big.
Was
man.
It like down to his feet, bro? Because yeah. He's so little.
Was it big for his size, or was it just big in general?
It was proportionate to his size.
Oh, okay, it was. Like a kickstand almost.
It looked like it was probably 10 inches, to be honest with you.
Oh, for real, dude?
Jesus.
Yeah.
That motherfucker's like the size of my little dick, bro.
This is you after one alcoholic beverage, man. You need to calm the fuck down.
Hey, man, to be fair, I'm on painkillers, too. To be fair.
Yeah, that's great. Yeah. I think it says it right on the bottle. Take with alcohol.
It does, dude. It does.
No. What kind of painkillers are you on?
Just hydrocodone.
Do you have any extra?
Yeah, that's good.
No.
What milligram did they put you on for your arm?
Oh, just fives, but they only gave me like 60 of them. And
That's a lot.
I ran out of them today.
Holy shit.
And they were supposed to last me 2 weeks. But they
you
only
taking like 10 a day?
No, I take like 7 a day.
You just sound like such a pill popper the way you're talking, dude. Take some ibuprofen, man.
Nah, dude, that doesn't work.
Yeah, it always doesn't work for people who want Lord.
No, it works if you take a bottle of it. Have you tried a bottle?
Nah, dude, I ain't dumb, bro. The most I've ever taken is like 30
I'd argue that
in like
same
a day and a half.
Said.
You know? That's the most I ever took was like 30 in a day and a half.
Okay, Patrick.
But I was snorting them, so you can do more of them. Cause
are you talking about when you were like heavy into drugs?
It digests, yeah, when I was heavy into drugs. Not like now.
Yeah,
when like when I was heavy
you're nice
into
and
drugs.
Clean.
Yeah.
And sober. No, not sober, but.
I'm not sober, but I'm clean.
Yeah, that's good. That's good.
Other than the pain meds for my arm, you know.
Oh, man, I don't know if I'm going to find it. It's not coming up.
So that's the trick? I just got a ninja roll at work, and then they'll up my dosage, or?
Dude, they won't up it. Bro, honestly, man, like, I was going to have them not give me pain meds, but, like, when they offered it and I didn't even ask, I was just like, I can't turn this down. I just can't, you know? They gave me like, 12 at, no.
4.
Yeah, 12
four,
at.
4.
12 at the ER, and
use
then
your
they
fingers,
gave me
man.
60 for
count
2 weeks. Yeah.
That's, you gotta realize, that's a lot of painkillers, though, for 2 weeks. You're acting
it's
like not, it's not a lot.
It's not, dude.
Yes, that is, dude. That's quite a bit.
Is it?
Yeah.
Dude, is somebody
that's been clean
the
their
most,
life?
The most I've ever gotten
milligrams.
Was 20.
They're only 5 milligrams.
Yeah, the most I've ever gotten at once in one sitting was 20.
Okay, so here's the confusing part. My doctor knows, like...
Who's your
I
doc?
Used to
no,
be
don't
addict.
Even say
I'm
it.
I'm not going to say that. But, like...
Yeah, slip it on a piece of paper and everyone around the table.
My doctor knows I used to be an addict, so she gave me more because she knows...
You have a tolerance?
I have a tolerance like a motherfucker, dude. I can take an Oxy 80.
Ooh, brag about it.
Yeah.
Like, and not feel sick, not pass out, just be high as fuck.
Humble brag. I don't think I can find it, man.
So, is your doctor Utah, though, or here?
Here. Here and down.
Is it a dude or a... This is the last question I'll ask because I don't want you to name this person. Is it a dude or a female, though? Female? Okay, I don't know who you're talking about. Dude. Like, they're not going to be able to narrow it down. There's like 30 doctors here in town that are female.
Are there, dude, in this little fucking buttfuck town?
So, a female doctor, then, because you won't say. Look at his eyes. It was.
No, he told me it was female. It's yeah. fine. Was she no, hot? Dude, I don't.
Nah, dude. Not even if I was drunk, fucking on ecstasy, and took Viagra.
I'll take that bet. How many more beers will it take? Like half?
Dude, you can fuck me for half that.
I get drunk quick, but I can drink I can drink. Because I kept drinking that whole night after the party.
Why you keep bragging, you left, man?
That's just who he is as a person.
That's okay, man. Your dick's Am bigger. I mean, if dude, you want to do that.
I'm bragging, man. I'm just speaking the truth here, guys. Damn.
No, I can name some instances where you bragged about things.
Have I?
Yeah, like heavily.
Ah, for real?
What are you really good at?
His knowledge in law and everything under the sun, dude.
Nah,
talks
dude.
To people like they're dumb.
Dude, I don't speak to people like they're dumb. I'm just saying most people are dumb.
Yeah, dumbass. I don't speak to people like they're dumb, idiot.
You fucking piece of shit.
Nah, dude, I'm sorry, dude. I just have extensive knowledge.
Nothing, dude.
Nah, dude. Terrible. Okay,
you have terrible knowledge of exaggeration.
Every night I stayed up, dude, which was like I stayed up for months at a time, dude.
Writing material.
Nah, dude,
working
looking up
hard.
Shit online, dude. Looking up some crazy shit, dude. Looking up some awesome shit. Looking up anything that interests
How
me.
Fucking this was everything between you, tentacle porn.
Nah, dude, yeah. I was like I was
some
like,
crazy shit, some cool shit.
He had awesome to take a break between like, masturbating.
Like, okay, dude. Okay, the police, man, they use snitches, okay? And the way they do it is they like they make shit look like it's crazy and like it's happening, but really they ain't about it, dude.
How many lower taps did you take before you came on this podcast?
I haven't taken any since.
No, he said they were all gone before.
Oh, yeah, okay. I took the last ones right before you picked me up. So honestly, like they're out of my system, but not out of my system, but
I got you at like 2:30.
Yeah, dude. So
I'll be okay.
I'm just gonna Google
like
20
minutes, dude. They're like not even affecting me anymore.
And the funny thing is, we're in.
They're
the,
probably not.
We're in the liquor
Google
store,
now,
and he's like,
it'll
"Man,
come up?
5%? That's pussy shit.
That is pussy shit, dude. Fucking pussy shit. I'm from Utah, where it's like 3%, motherfuckers.
Yeah, that explains a lot.
Man, you gotta calm down, though, Patrick. You're being weird as shit right now.
Oh yeah. Am I really? All right, my bad. I'm just excited to leave the house for
Turn
the first time
be,
in like 2 weeks.
Just
I
be
just
like
put in midget barrel roll blowjob. Everybody stops talking and
well,
looks
I'm looking
at
the
I was looking at the pictures. There's some weird. Okay.
Man, I don't know if I'll find it.
Yeah, sucks dick like a tornado. Damn.
Oh, that's
damn,
the one. Dude. Maybe that's it. Maybe that's what it was.
2016. We're late to the show, dude.
Pornhub, dude. Yeah.
It was on fucking WorldStar, man, and she was just spinning in a circle. It was insane.
I just watched WorldStar to see people fight.
Oh no, this isn't it.
That is like from the 70s. They posted this last.
How do you
ago?
Suck dick like a tornado, though?
Is it like where she like shakes it around?
I don't know, dude. It's
like meat spin or something?
Yeah.
Maybe it's like the grapefruit video. You guys seen that one? It's a classic.
Oh, what's she going to do here?
That looks like the dude from That 70s Show.
It looks like he's passed out.
He looks like he's going to like karate chop or something.
She's got to like get ready.
I don't even see it. Oh, there it is.
Dude, he's got a small dick.
That poor man.
That guy's huge. What are you talking about?
Oh, my bad.
Oh, God, he's definitely fucking.
Oh, no. Okay.
Was she like spinning it with her tongue?
That's not tornado.
What is going on? What's on his stomach? It doesn't look like a tornado at all.
He's a tornado.
Did you see his face, like his eyes? He's like, ugh.
Shit.
What's that 80s fucking hair, man?
Those beads on her neck, dude. Huge.
This was before they started sticking beads like that up your ass.
I just can't look away from her nails. Like, man, don't scratch me with those.
Yeah. I don't know how this is a tornado.
You guys are just making up excuses.
Oh, she got the beads in her mouth.
Did you see that? We're analyzing a video, Patrick.
Did you see the beads go in her mouth? That would hurt your dick so bad. Jeez, what's with her voice?
It's like it's her... What the fuck is she doing?
She's way more into this than he is. It's just like, let's finish the scene here.
All right, I'm going to try to find that midget one again.
Yeah.
Probably have a Trojan now, dude.
Yeah, probably. That's what I use is Trojan.
Magnum, son.
You ever seen the video of the dude who's like, I'm going to get you, bitch?
No.
Oh, dude. You got to find that because that's a funny one. It's just this black guy from an episode of Cops.
You got to type in midget with it.
Why does everybody keep talking every time the porn comes up?
I just feel like that's very general.
Lexi Bell.
So like, there's going to be tons of it.
Yeah, I know. Midget blowjobs are going to be all over the fucking house.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. My bad.
I mean, I've done it myself.
I heard to say, the weirdest one I ever found.
You blew a midget?
No.
Like, clown.
He was the midget.
Oh.
No, there's some weird shit on the internet. The weirdest one I ever found was like clowns and midgets at a birthday party, and then
was
like,
there little kids involved?
Well, kind of. Like, there was like a man baby that was like sitting in a high chair. He was like clapping while the midget and the clown are going down the table. It's weird fucking shit.
Sometimes I look up like cartoon, just stuff like. It would be like Fairly Odd Parents or something like that, just to see if there's like porn of it.
Right.
There's porn of everything.
Rule 34, man. Like, it exists.
Jenny the Teenage Robot. There's one where like... why do I know this like right off the bat? There's one. It's like rape, though. It's just... There's tons of weird rape.
See,
porn,
the thing I've never
Timmy
understood...
Timmy fucks his mom and everything. It's weird, man.
The thing I've never understood is the... Like, Teenage Robot, wouldn't that hurt?
Yeah, like, so
she's metal, man.
The way they did the porn was like they pressed a button and it made a butthole for her.
Oh.
And then the dude just started like fucking her against her will because he had like a mind control device.
Oh, yeah, that's
so it was just anal rape.
Nah, dude, that's not weird. That happens every day.
That kind of ruins your childhood. You, dude.
I don't think I'm going to find it. I give up.
Oh.
Man, I really wanted you to see it. It was insane.
That it sounded impressive. Pretty insane.
They were like in an octagon, like a UFC ring.
Yeah.
And she's just like spinning and like slamming on the ground and spinning again and slamming on the ground. It was insane. And they did like a full 360. He was just like stepping with her.
I don't know what you could even type in to get close to that.
I have no idea.
360 stepping blowjob or something.
Nah, dude, I know what kind of wrestling porn you're talking about.
Oh, yeah?
But I've only watched the ones with lesbians.
Okay.
It's pretty hot watching two chicks wrestle.
Were they two dudes that turned
into
chicks?
Were they midgets?
Nah, dude, they were chicks, but there's several of them, dude. It's like a whole, like...
A wrestling match?
Yeah, dude, it's like...
I used to watch lesbians when I was 10, too. It's
nah, dude, it's sexy to see, like, fucking two lesbians fighting. I don't know.
I gotta have two guys and a girl. Or, not two guys and a girl. Two girls and one guy. That's what I watch.
Oh, yeah.
There you go.
Yeah, I watch things. Everything, but I know which one it is.
I'm going to stick to cartoons.
Yeah.
Cartoons seem a little more innocent comparative to the rest of the internet.
I feel
as
guilty
like,
when I do cartoons.
Except for if your kids catch you. They're like, oh, we're watching cartoons?
Oh, this is what you
do
while
on
you're
my
watching
phone,
cartoons.
I would know if they
Maybe
were,
that's
like,
what you do to
phone.
Like lure kids in.
You show them some like cartoon child porn on my phone. Like, you want to try this episode?
Hey, kids, you want to watch some cartoons?
That's fucked up.
These are the cartoons you have to watch naked.
Now let's do what they do. It's a teachable moment. It's teaching.
Yeah. It's teaching. And like I said, they got ones where like Timmy fucks his mom or dad or whatever, so...
Timmy's mom is
dude. So this is on topic, but it's off topic. Have you ever played Overwatch?
No.
Okay. Well, you
everyone's tried, but I just don't have an interest in.
You gotta watch the porn.
The porn?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Is that what you're into?
Is there video game porn?
Nah, dude, there is.
There's a lot.
Dude, there's like virtual reality.
Is that something you're into?
You ever played The Last of Us?
No, I've never done it. I've, well,
yes, I have.
Not to say I've never done it, but I've played, like, it's not that fun. I don't know.
Overwatch? It's weird.
No, video game porn.
Oh, well, you get to see tits in GTA 5. Yeah,
and then, like,
that's some weak shit, bro. Huh?
Yeah, well, don't you get to see tits in, like, all the Grand Theft Autos?
No, just 5. Like, actual... No, nothing
not
on them
actual,
tits.
Dude. Yeah, they are video game tits. But.
Well, you know what I mean. You get a
the
see
one
nips.
Time he's being like a smart ass, he actually got somebody.
But yeah,
I guess you got to like fuck in the other games, though, in a car, like censored. I guess that's what you're saying.
You didn't actually get to see tits, and now you get to see them.
Okay.
And my son has walked in there. He loves playing GTA 5, man. And
for that reason.
No, but he's 5 years old, and I know I'm not supposed to let him play, you know, today's culture, blah, 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 PC, suck my dick, but...
You should not let him.
He's gone into the porn, or the strip club before, and we're like, all right, no more video games, you can't go in there, you're never going to play this game again.
Oh, he got into the strip club on the game.
Yeah, okay. And so, like, he's never gone back since, but... Because he got a lot of trouble for going in there.
That'd be so weird if you were playing a game and like that's like the forbidden zone that you can go into. I'd be like, that's the hardest level. Well,
I mean, he's 5. He loves to drive the cars around, man. I don't see anything wrong with that at all.
Yeah, does he kill people?
No, not really.
He just drives slaughter the cars innocents. Around. That's the only thing I wanted to do when I played the game was go on mass shootings.
I never did that
either. I wanted to just drive on the sidewalks and you just fuck.
See, it's funny because if you turn the volume down... down really low, Grand Theft Auto seems like a children's game. Yeah. You just run around and drive cars, and it's a good time.
That's all he loves to do, man. He likes to customize and drive cars. That's like all he does.
Does he steal a lot of cars then?
Yeah.
He is a criminal, though.
But he doesn't think of it that way. It's a game. You get in a car, you know what I mean?
I'd like to play like Grand Theft Auto where I go the speed limit
preparing,
and I stop at the red lights.
Oh, yeah. That shit's still crazy. Like, you'll have people crash into you, and you're like, what the fuck, man? I'm just driving here.
Like, the computer drives crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know what you're saying, dude.
So we started...
You're the real gangsters of the game.
We started rewatching for me, Game of Thrones, my wife's first time seeing the show. Mm-hmm. And so we send my son to his room, because, you know, there's a fucking shit ton of sex scenes. And I sent him to his room. I was like, you can't watch this show. And he's like, is it because of all the marriage stuff?
Yeah.
And I was like, where do you fucking even learn that? What is marriage stuff?
Does he go to church?
Well, at least you keep your marriage alive, man.
Is it because of all the marriage stuff? I was like, what? You're talking about sex? Let me explain to you what sex is real quick.
Oh, you had to tell him? You have the birds and the bees?
No.
Nah, he's like, fuck that shit.
Nah, I haven't told him.
Has she caught up on all of Game of Thrones?
No, we're on season 2, I think. We just started.
But you've seen all of it.
Yeah, I've seen all of it.
What are you on? Have you seen all of it?
I've seen all of it. I'm waiting.
Dude, you have not seen any
Rewatch
of it.
It, man.
Hey, whoa,
holds up.
I've seen like, up to episode. Show.
I just need to buy all the seasons. I've been kind
of mooching. Oh, I don't buy them.
I just do the HBO Now trial.
Do the free trial on my phone. Free app trial.
I've almost seen
season 1.
I don't get that on my app, so...
I have an app phone. You want to see my app?
Yeah, you just get stuff for free or something?
Yeah, man, it's cool as shit.
Can you only watch it on your phone then?
No, I stream it to my TV.
Oh, okay.
I'm not going to say it out loud so that I don't want, you know, FBI to go out and get it.
They're going
to
bust in the door like, freeze, motherfucker!
It's my favorite app, man. I don't want to get taken down. I've been using them for like 3 years.
What does it say the name of it? Oh, okay.
Don't say it out loud.
I won't.
No, I don't care.
Say it out loud.
No, dude, don't say it out loud.
This is just for you.
No, don't ruin it.
Yeah, you got every TV show ever made, every movie ever made. They've got movies from 1927.
Holy fuck.
Yeah.
Can I see what it's called?
And it's...
No, because you'll say it out loud, you prick. I saw that smile on your face.
He's like, they say I had a female doctor. I'm going to get him back.
He smiles at me. He's like, what was the name of it again? He's like, fuck you. And your cheesy little fucking grin.
He never not has that.
I know. He's kind of makes me horny, to be honest with you.
Oh, fuck yeah. Dude, that's what I do it for.
So you smile the other 23 hours a day that you don't see Ben?
Yeah.
Just you're like, I'm getting ready for Ben.
No, dude, I don't. Actually, when I'm at home, dude, like...
You masturbate to Ben.
Mm-hmm.
No, dude, I don't smile at all, dude.
Because you don't see Ben.
It's because you're focused.
I frown, like, all the time, dude. I'm so sad.
Because you realize you're yourself?
I saw a meme the other day. It said,
I do.
It said it takes more muscles to frown than it does to smile. And he's like, so frown all the time. Get gains. Work out every day.
Actually, you see a whole bunch of people in the gym just frowning their fucking face off.
Yeah. Why do you keep talking at the same time?
I'm just saying, it takes more muscles
come on,
to
Patrick.
Smile.
He has the spirit stick.
And I know this for sure, man. I'll look it up right fucking now.
It was a meme.
Oh, it was a meme?
Uh-huh. Yeah. Oh. Not everything on memes is real.
That's
really?
Yeah. I know it's news to you.
I'm sorry, but the internet lied.
Do we need to make it a meme for you?
Yeah.
So you know that not everything on memes is real?
I'm glad that you fact-checked, though, Patrick. I'm glad that you do that.
He fact checks?
Whoa, he was going to go fucking fact check it right now because he's like, no, man, that can't be true. It's a fucking meme, bro.
I made a meme one time that said, don't believe everything you read on the internet. And then in parentheses, it said, except for this.
I thought it was the, I've seen one like that says, like, don't believe everything on the internet. It's like, and it's like a quote from Abraham Lincoln.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
There's a lot of those going around. Quotes from Abraham Lincoln that he never said.
Oh, dude, I was looking at this one.
I saw one from Anne Frank. Sorry to interrupt you. Go ahead.
Too bad she didn't.
No, dude, fuck you. Go ahead.
Here's the spirit stick.
No, it's just like the one. It sounded like a legit quote,
mm-hmm.
but it was just like about like mortality and death and everything. But I don't remember reading that in her diary.
Yeah.
So I don't know where they got the quote from.
How fucked up are her parents? They just read her diary?
Yeah. That's like published, read in schools for everyone to learn.
I thought they found it in.
That's like every girl's worst nightmare. Somebody reading their diary.
I don't think it was her parents, though. I think it was like someone found it.
It's probably the Germans.
It was after the war, and someone found it in one of the buildings.
The Nazis are like, hey, you know what'd be fucked up?
Yeah.
We published his diary.
We're going to get her so good. Take that, Jews.
Yeah, a bunch of teenage Germans. Oh, shit, man, we found her diary. Let's get this shit published.
There wasn't even, like, concentration camps, man. I was just reading the diaries.
Yeah, let's take a break.
Okay,
let's calm the fuck down, Pat.
I'm kidding about the Nazi Germany thing. Damn, I know people get offended through that.
I hope people do get offended. I'm getting real tired of people getting offended. Fucking Rosie O'Donnell's gone.
Man, you're piece offended.
Shit.
Rosie O'Donnell.
Triggered.
I just hate that we can't. Okay, so Twitter is a fucking platform where people can like work out jokes and say whatever the fuck they want to say.
Yeah.
But the second they say something too far or over the line, Twitter kicks them off and they lose their fucking job.
Did this happen recently?
Yeah, Roseanne just lost her show for saying
something
about apes.
Yeah,
dude. Yeah. Haven't you seen that on
Wasn't
Facebook?
It like comparing black people to apes?
Yeah, something like that. I honestly think she was just working out a joke. I think that should be a safe space.
Some like black. Like other actress.
Oh, okay.
I thought that's what it was.
Well, she called him an ape.
She called him like a big lipped ape looking motherfucker.
No, it was not that to that extent.
Okay.
Yeah, it'd be pretty funny though.
It was pretty close.
So, yeah, right? That's
I
what I'm
wish
saying.
She would have done that.
A joke is a joke, man. You go on there, you work out jokes. Like comedians get fired every day. SiriusXM has fired people like in the last 3 months. They fired like 10 comedians off of their SiriusXM.
That's some bullshit.
Off of Twitter, posting jokes on Twitter, and they kicked them off. And
who's the fucking
canceled.
Assholes that draw job, these lines, dude. Man?
Exactly. Like, the public. I don't know. People get outraged about stupid shit.
I don't have.
Yeah, I want to know who the public is. I mean, it's like a conspiracy. I'm the public, dude, and I think
honestly,
it's fucking funny.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, let's take that break, man.
I know. I'm sorry.
It's, honestly.
I've just been getting pissed off because you should be able to say whatever the fuck you want. And that's why this show
people
is here
get offended
for you.
Because it's true, man. That's how they feel. All
right.
So they get offended so that
Shut
way
up.
They look like they're not.
Shut up.
That way.
Shut up. I got to pee.
Shut the fuck up, Pat.
What's on TV? Oh, I hate that this is on TV. This is going on my list. I should start a weekly podcast called Things Joe Hates. Most people hate this stuff. Things Joe Hates will be a weekly podcast to make the world a better place. Plus, every week I'd rate listener hate. People could find Things Joe Hates on iTunes, Google Play, or wherever they listen to podcasts, or on our website at thingsjoehates.com. Can't play this with another tape, read a book.
Do you enjoy entertainment? Have you wasted money or time not knowing what to expect?
Well, look no further.
The Chewing Gum Podcast is your answer.
It's a blasty blast.
We are the Gruesome Twosome, Seamus and Luke. We find the latest entertainment and give you our views and hopefully save you time and money. So come listen to the Gruesome Twosome chew up recent entertainment. Who's listening to you, dummies?
Girl.
All right, dude, calm down.
It's fucking
calm down.
Crazy.
My legs have muscle.
I thought there was something wrong with me, like my body's like growing weird, but it's not. It's just normal if you work out a lot.
I can't handle this right now, man.
I'm just saying. I was, dude. I was tripping out on it. I was like, oh, fuck, dude. They did do something to me.
Who did?
Nothing. Never mind.
Who did something to you?
He'll tell us all that crazy shit, and then like the first like legit question, he's like, "Nah,
no, dude. Okay, it's because, dude. Honestly, dude, like they drive people to commit suicide, bro. Like,
who does?
They just trip. They make you so paranoid, and they make you these people. But dude, I used to hang out with in Brigham, dude. They used to feed me meth, dude, all day. Seriously, dude, I would. They were giving me a ball of meth for like $60, dude. And it was like bomb shit, dude. And then when I would run out, automatically, like, when I went home and I was trying to like just relax my paranoia and not be around people, they draw me back in with being like, "Hey, bro, I got like a ball. You want to come slam it with me?" And so we'd slam a ball in like a day and a half or 2 days, dude.
And you thought that was making your leg grow weird?
Dude, I honestly, dude, I feel like they, I don't know, I feel like they're smart as fuck, dude. And they know how to, like, manipulate people's bodies, manipulate them to not feeling good anymore.
Yeah.
Manipulate them into being so depressed, or manipulate them into paranoia, or manipulate them, you know, just by doing what they do, they make people feel like.
I'm in awe right now. All right,
go ahead and put on your headset, Patrick.
Okay, sorry. Is this playing?
Yeah.
Oh, fuck, dude.
Are you sure that's not just from the drugs? Like,
I'm positive it's not from the drugs. Because right. I was doing meth since I was 13 years old, and I never had these problems until I started hanging out with them like 2 years ago. You know? Okay. And some people will say maybe it's just the meth taking its toll after so many years of abuse. But no, dude, like,
in their studies,
it's completely different. No, like,
okay. Is it like some kind of secret organization?
Are they spies?
No, dude, what they are is they're smart. They're criminals that are smart.
Is it a meth
they're
cult?
Snitches. They're snitch. Actually, that is a part of it. That's one possibility. That's one theory I came up on, because they all say that they go through withdrawals from meth, but I never went through withdrawals until a couple years ago.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Who is
like
their god?
They start dying. No, they just start dying without their meth. Their meth is like their key to staying alive, because most of the people I hang out with, they had cancer. They had some form of cancer, and it's either the city trying to get them to stop meth, so they tell them they have something they don't have, mm-hmm. or they really did, and meth somehow slows it down, because what it does is it shuts down your organs after staying up for so long. After about 3 days, your organs and insides start to shut down. Okay? And it's the meth that's keeping you going.
Uh-huh.
It's true. There's studies upon it.
I don't know what to say.
You're hyped up, man. You're hyped.
It's because this is some real shit, dude.
For real.
We're getting into some secret organization shit, man.
All right.
Could it be the Illuminati?
It's not the Illuminati, dude. Oh. Honestly, it's just
so
a bunch of crazy.
Their own.
It's just a bunch of crazy tweakers on the same trip.
Uh-huh.
And so they bring others into their trip if they feel like they're not snitches. Because uh-huh. the first about, you know, year, it's like testing you about seeing if you're a snitch or not.
You're
you know?
Down for the...
No, not that. Just seeing who you are inside.
and if you're a criminal who robs, if you're a criminal who robs and shit like that, yeah, you're gonna get fucked over, which is why I got fucked over.
So you robbed somebody?
I robbed a lot of people, dude, back in the day, dude. I've broken into a lot of houses. I really have, dude.
And that's why they, like, turn their backs on you?
It's not that they turn their backs on me. It's just that...
They turn their backs towards him.
I would lose myself in the meth, dude. And they could somehow maintain... You know, at my nod-outs, I'd have blackouts, and there'd be these crimes. And I don't know if I committed them or not. I honestly don't. I don't think I did. Some houses I did rob. Some people I have hurt. But I feel like they used the blackouts to try and, like, frame me. Okay. And that's what they were trying to do. And if I reacted to it, the way I see it is, if you're a snitch and you go and tell on them, they basically just, like, give you stuff randomly that are used in crimes, mm-hmm. you know? And then when you tell on them, that you basically tell on yourself. So I never did that type of shit. And there's two theories. Either they, that's the point, you know? And if you're a snitch, you go to jail. Because, you know, even if you snitch on all these lower people, at least the people think they're lower because these people are smart. You know, I've cooked meth with them. You know? Like, I don't know, dude. There's lots of crazy shit. Just never mind.
So you've been watching anime lately?
Yeah, I have, yeah.
How's that going, dude?
It's good, dude. Yu Yu Hakusho's good.
That's good.
I'm in awe right now. I just I'm not sure what to say.
Yeah, can I see
that's
the,
pretty deep.
You kind of stumped the room there for a little
twist-off.
Bit.
It's a twist-off.
Twist-off.
Twist it.
Twist-off. It's a twist-off.
Twist it.
Twist-off.
Oh, you're a witch, though. There you go.
Okay, cool. Yeah. Thank you.
So you were talking about your cardio earlier. How much time are you doing when you're running up these, like, hills?
Honestly, dude, it takes me about 30 minutes or up to 45 minutes with 20 pounds weights in my backpack to walk up that steep hill.
Dude, I got
all the way up to my
20 pound weight in my pants to walk up all kinds of hills.
Dude, bro, I got like half a pound in my pants.
That's still
bro.
Pretty fucking big, bro.
Is it?
Yeah. Oh, my
half
gosh.
A pound.
God, you guys make me feel like a child. The fuck kind of
you ever eat half a pound
of
something? It takes a while.
I got like half a Vienna sausage.
Well, it depends what it is, bro, you know?
No,
pound,
dude. It's...
Pound of feathers or pound of bricks, you know?
What? I guess you're right. Wow.
That's deep.
Damn. Eating that brick would take longer.
Could be. Unless you're used to eating bricks.
My dentist isn't that good, so.
Yeah.
I'm here in town.
Ah, shit.
That scared me. I'm not gonna lie.
Now he's all sad and being quiet.
No, dude, I'm not. I'm fine, dude. I'm not sad. I'm not sad at all.
You're like staring off like, I'm sad.
I'm not, dude. I promise I'm not. I'm
cool.
Just, no, I'm not. I'm just thinking, you know.
What are some of your happy thoughts? Go to happy thoughts. Where are your happy thoughts
my
take
happy
you?
Thoughts are when I'm talking to people, dude.
Yeah.
Just distracting right, myself from myself, dude.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Truly. Like, those are my happiest times. That's why I talk so much, probably. Because I can think clearly when, like, I'm no longer have the anxiety of myself, but I have the anxiety of other people.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
And what they think of you? Is that what you're saying? You think they're judging you?
I don't think they're judging me, per se.
We're just judging you, bro.
I just think they know I'm weird because I know I'm weird.
Yeah.
Know? Which is understandable. I'm kind of pissed off that this thing was on, honestly. Honestly.
Man, us and the world were just listening to you.
Yeah,
man.
Dude, we were in awe of this story, man.
You got to get it out there, man.
Let the people know, dude.
It's a form of therapy.
Is it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is it really?
Do you feel better now that you told everyone?
Did you hear my Roseanne freak out? That's my therapy, bro.
Freaking out about Roseanne?
Yeah.
Yeah.
This fucked up shit.
Also, she's Republican, so that's probably a reason, too. Well, the show was more conservative-leaning, I guess.
Yeah. But there was a gay kid and a lesbian, I think.
That's not Republican. I mean, that's not Republican. You know?
If you
watch, hate gays.
I'm just saying.
Was there an abortion?
No, I'm just saying. In the
okay,
first,
okay, so it was Republican. Huh?
First episode, They like threw everything in there. One of their kids had a black kid. One of their kids had a gay kid. One of them was a lesbian. Blah blah blah. Like they jam packed the first episode in every single issue that's going on in America
with
right
black
now.
Black kids.
Oh jeez.
They just like
Now we've gone there.
People have black kids. I don't know if you know this.
I know, but seriously, it's just unfortunate.
That's fake news, bro.
You know?
Fact check the shit right now.
Yeah.
So. What you're saying is, like, they introduced, like, everybody and who they were right off the bat.
Yeah, like, they just introduced,
they're like, hey, he's a black kid. Hey, he's a gay kid.
Yeah. Okay. It's like every issue in America right now. They just threw it all in one episode, jam-packed.
That makes sense.
So who's the school shooter, I mean?
I don't know. DJ probably was back in the day, man. He was a creep.
He's creepy looking, dude. Yeah. Because everything about that kid was creepy.
He's the one with the black kid.
What does he look like now?
Same. He looks just as creepy.
Just creepy?
Yeah.
Like the dude from Home Alone.
I guess him and Roseanne got in a Twitter war. They're fighting back and forth because they canceled the show. And he's like, you dumb piece of shit. This was his comeback, man. He got shit going on in his life. Yeah. I guarantee you that.
So this was all he had.
Yeah. Fuck. They're bringing the show back? I've been waiting 30 years for this.
Damn. Poor guy. Poor guy.
And then they canceled
Have any of them except for John Goodman done anything?
No. John Goodman never stopped, man. He's in fucking everything.
Yeah.
He played a gay bartender once. I can't remember the name of the movie. But it was pretty good. He was the most hilarious gay bartender I've ever seen.
I'm trying to think. I know what you're talking about. I just can't remember.
I can't remember the name of the movie either. It's funny because my dad loves John Candy.
What are you doing?
John Goodman.
Uh-huh.
And if he knew that, he would stop watching him altogether. As soon as he sees anybody do something like that, they're out of his life. And it's insane, man. Like, how can you just stop liking someone because they played a gay person? It's not like they're actually gay.
So my thing is, for like celebrities, I like their art. I don't care about their person.
I don't care about their personal life,
like,
man.
People are like, Tom Cruise is weird, so I don't watch Tom Cruise movies. But I'm like, I like his fucking movies.
Yeah.
Same with like Kanye West, where he does crazy shit all the time. You know, I like his music.
He doesn't do crazy shit, dude. He just does like, I'm a fucking... ignorant nigger type shit.
Oh my gosh, dude, what?
Now the cat's out of the bag.
Oh my gosh, dude. Oh my gosh. That's the end of this show.
Good night, folks.
To all y'alls.
Yep. I'm getting fired off of Twitter after this one.
Damn, dude. Damn. Damn, man.
I mean, he's not so bad. He likes Trump.
I guess we all can't be accepting.
Oh, man. You know, he said you could say anything, but come on, man. What is? Oh, my gosh.
We'll give out his name and address after the show, just in case.
Oh, dude. I can't. I'm so afraid to even bring up anything else now.
Like, we're always like on the racial spectrum, but we never cross it, man.
Man, you just Roseanne this show so hard, dude.
You just walked over the line and shattered the glass, man.
All of our viewers have just left.
Dude, that promo, that racist promo.
Yeah, nobody's played it.
Man, oh, man, that would have been perfect for what we just heard, too.
It's a good promo. I don't know why nobody's playing it.
For those who don't know, Patrick is definitely half African American.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm half black. I am.
He can say things like that.
Yeah. I can, dude. I'm halfway to saying it completely.
Okay, yeah.
We're just going to Photoshop your picture at the end.
We know where your heart's at.
Moving on.
Surprised you still have red hair and it's not shaved off with some tattoos on it.
It is, dude.
Okay.
It is. You guys just haven't seen under the hair, bro. I got those when I was like 12, like every black
kid. How many tiki torches do you have at your house?
No, I mostly watch B&E. Okay. That's how black I am.
B-E-T?
Is that what that is?
Yeah,
B-E-T. Oh, shit.
He watches a lot of bacon and eggs.
Man, he really doesn't know what he's talking about.
He was talking about breaking and entering. That's what those people do. That's what he was hinting at.
Oh, man.
He was being like,
there goes our low-key South racist. African viewers, man.
Yeah, this guy's been to jail like 12 times.
I haven't been to jail, honestly, dude, but I've been to DT.
Beating the odds.
But what's DT?
It's like jail for dick titties? Juveniles.
Oh, so like juvenile. Like juvie.
Is that what they call it in fucking Wyoming?
Yeah.
Okay, they call it DT, detention something shit.
Detention training?
You think they call it DC, detention center.
No, that's just what they call it. I've been there like
dyslexic twats,
like four or five times.
How was it? Let's dive in. Let's get into that again.
Oh, dude, mostly it was just a bunch of fucking lames.
Oh, okay,
they attack you? No, a lot of fights in those places?
No, fuck no, fuck no. Hell no, dude.
Did you like smuggle?
But I'm saying,
cigarettes?
Did anybody fight?
Oh yeah, dude. But it got broken up fucking quick as fuck because they were hella monitored. Didn't they?
I do have a question for you about your time in DT.
Huh.
How was the sex?
It was all right. I mean, it wasn't the best.
You
know?
Bunkmates?
Oh yeah, you get one bunkmate. Bunkmate.
Were you was it like a group house or was it like a center?
No, it was like people in Utah. They say honestly, the DT is more strict than.
Than jail?
Than jail, because they, like, basically they give up on you once you're in jail. And they're just about walking you up. You know what I mean? But it's in DT when you're a kid, they're trying to, like, help you, but that never works because we're a bunch of ignorant fucking kids who think we know
best. We know
best.
You're ignorant.
We're a bunch of ignorant kids that think we know best, and we want to fight, we're angry,
How old were you the first time you went in there?
I honestly didn't go there until after I was 13 because I went to McKady Psych Ward for my first time when I tried to stab my brother.
Okay.
Fair enough, dude.
What kind of person did you bring into the studio today, man?
No, dude, I'm completely
I kind of want to know this story now. Like, nobody just, like, goes and decides to stab their brother.
I did, dude. I was very angry.
Okay.
I don't know. It was dumb. I know it was dumb, dude. But I spent about 2 to 3 months at McKady in their psych ward. And
everybody just like make you mad, or
he called me a drug addict piece of shit.
Oh,
were you a drug addict piece of shit?
Now I see I was a drug addict piece of shit.
Okay,
but at the time, you know, I was just I guess I was just an angry kid.
This is a dark place.
Yeah.
Was the food good in DT?
Oh, dude, the food was fucking bomb. Yeah, dude, they served me this like ham and like fucking potato and cheese chowder or whatever the fuck it is. It was so fucking good, the best I've ever eaten in my life.
You wanting to go back now?
Go order off their menu?
Honestly, dude, like they served us good food, dude. They really did.
Like, so was it the people watching you, were they like CNAs? Or what were they?
Some of them, I guess they were basically like us, like mental health techs, but at the same time, correctional officers. You know,
they have tasers?
Some of them did, but some of them didn't. Some of them were just there to like observe, you know, and there were people walking around to like, if anything happened, we're going to tase you.
Did somebody get tased?
Dude, actually, dude, the gym, the person in the gym area, you know, because they made us work out like it was basically school. They also put us in school. Like, honestly, if I would have got locked up more, I probably would have graduated. Uh-huh. But he used to be an MMA fighter, but he got fired. It was a joke. But but he got fired, dude, because I watched him slap this kid on, like, my third or fourth time going.
Yeah.
Yeah, because he was just...
That's not so bad.
He was just pissing him off, and the fucking this... He fucking... Whack, the kid hit the floor. He hit him so hard.
Damn. This,
Vi, like, that was his name. He was fucking ripped, dude. He was
a guard?
No, he was the person in charge of, like, fitness and shit.
Oh, okay. Because
we were kids, you know?
Damn, we didn't have one of those in our school.
Yeah, we had, like fat some lesbians.
Yeah. Oh, you guys did? You guys did in Utah, dude.
Hey, run around the track
in like our
another
actual
time,
gym. We had some dude
donut.
That was fucking... He was less ripped than the DT person, but fucking that dude, like, he was fucking... He was the biggest dick, too. Like, we'd do wall sits, you know? And we'd have to do, like, 30-second wall sits.
But if one of, no, it was like a minute while sits. But if one of us hit, dropped, and there were some fat kids in there. If one of us dropped, we had the whole minute restarted. So one time we were doing wall sits for like 6 minutes.
Dude, that just sounds like the army. Yeah. Like, was this fuck part that, of the dude. Army?
No, dude, this is DT.
When did you come out all buff as shit, though?
Oh, fuck yeah, dude. I did. I did.
What was the craziest thing you saw in the psych ward?
In the psych ward?
Uh-huh. Oh, did I just bring it back to a dark time? No, I see like this blank look in your eye like... Oh, I don't want to go back there. Don't take me back there,
no,
mind.
Dude, it's just like, I don't know, dude.
Not from you. I just wanted to see if you knew somebody crazy.
Honestly, dude. Never mind.
Okay.
All right, just never mind, dude. Like, I don't want to say this on the podcast.
Okay.
All right. That's fair. That's fair.
But there were crazy people in there.
Who was the craziest person you saw in DT?
In DT?
Yeah.
Oh, this is crazy.
Man, you really like DT.
I did, dude. They had some bomb food, dude. They had some bomb food.
Did they give you, like, enough to eat, though? Because jail was always, like, so little of
fucking
food.
Oh, no, dude. You got, like, a full bowl of, like, the chowder shit, dude. A full bowl and, like, fucking biscuits and, like, veggies and shit.
So they fed you good, though.
Oh, yeah, dude.
Oh, cool.
And they worked you out. They made you work out fucking good, dude. Like, I came when I was, like, 14 or 15, dude.
Was it all boys, by the way?
I was like 165 pounds at like 14 or 15, dude. And it was like fucking muscle, dude. I looked like some of the fucking like football people at fucking.
What happened?
Huh?
You just stopped working out?
Oh, yeah. I stopped working out. Actually, I started doing drugs again. And who needs to work out when you're doing drugs, dude? You feel like you're infinite, dude. You can't get knocked out, dude. You can take pain like a motherfucker.
Yeah.
I got my leg stabbed right over here twice. And I didn't even feel that shit. You see those?
Yeah, no, oh, for sure.
I didn't even feel those.
Yeah.
Are you hanging sack right now?
Huh?
He says your sack hanging out right now.
Oh, I thought you were talking about sack or saw, dude. In Utah, those are the Aryan Brotherhood, sack or saw.
Is it?
Yeah. Sack is Sacred Aryans Against Corrections, and saw is Sacred Aryans Worldwide.
Wow, that's...
You didn't answer my question about your sack, weird. Though.
Oh, my sack? My sack's all right.
How's it hanging nowadays?
I mean, a little to the left.
Okay.
Wait. A little to the right.
Oh, so it's changing.
This is probably one of the weirdest shows.
Yeah. This is wall to wall fucking...
Up, down, up, down, up, down. Oh, my gosh.
This is a bipolar episode.
Yeah, I was diagnosed that.
Bipolar?
Yeah, at one point, because my thyroid was messed up, uh-huh. And I was acting all funky, and they couldn't... The doctor I went to was also a female doctor here. Terrible doctor.
Oh, because she's female?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she's an older lady. Real old.
That's Patrick's doctor. First off,
he's my doctor, dude, for real. You just explained my doctor.
First off, what was she doing out of the kitchen?
I should have not went to her. You're correct, though. That statement is 100% accurate. So I had a messed up thyroid. They eventually figured it out after they put me on bipolar medication for like 9 months, right?
That's not good, dude.
No, it's not. It's not. Terrible.
Did it make you bipolar?
No, it messes with your head, though, dude. It gives you some weird shit. They found out my thyroid was all jacked up. She discontinued even though my thyroid was still jacked up, and I had to go switch doctors. It was awful. I went through like a 9 month period, is what I'm saying, is like... Just I couldn't be around my kids very often because it was just like so
still
anxious
have
and everything.
Hey, the reason why they probably kept you on the bipolar meds for a little bit longer than taking you off immediately.
No, dude, I'm not saying.
Okay,
like I'm saying, like they didn't prescribe me my thyroid medication anymore. That's what I'm saying.
With thyroid medication must have been.
Oh fuck.
Well, were you?
No,
I
needed it.
Were you hypo or hyper?
I was hypo. And hypo? I need it, and I got it retested,
okay,
and I still
need
it.
Yeah, you wouldn't need it if you're hypo.
But I'm saying, like, the bipolar thing wasn't what I was, like, you know, mad about. It was the fact that she found out I had a problem with my thyroid and then still discontinued it. That's, like, lifetime. I'll be on that medication the rest of my life.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. That's female doctors, man.
Yeah.
My doctor now is a dude, and he listens to me.
Yeah.
Mine prescribes me drugs.
Because she's a chick.
Dead silence.
Let's have a moment of silence for that sexism, right?
It kind of is true because I get like 60 a month in my Adderall.
Man, she's probably taking them herself. I mean, this is a cure-all drug.
Are you supposed to take two a day?
Yeah. According to my doctor.
Well, that would be 60 a month, yeah.
According to my doctor.
So you take pills twice a day in your Adderall?
No, I take my Adderall twice a day.
I thought you were putting it in
my maximum milligram Adderall.
So you take your pain pills?
Yeah, I take like 6 meds a day.
6?
Wow. Dang. Do they interact?
No. They check them all to make sure they don't interact. I mean, they might probably interact. With alcohol, that's probably why I'm so fucking weird.
For sure.
We check them all. Well, she checks them all. And there's no known interactions. Keyword, known.
No worries. This is safe. I took them when I was pregnant. I mean,
yeah. But like, I've been on probably almost every schizophrenic med. You know.
You're still hearing voices in your head?
No, I just...
Well, I'm talking some of to them you, give so
me, Some of them give me, like, I guess anxiety. Some actually make me worse. Some make my mood swings worse. Some make whispers worse. Because I don't hear voices. I hear whispers. And it's some fucked up shit.
Oh.
Yeah, I would imagine.
Because you can't realize if it's real or not. And I try to make it realize it's real, but that just gives me such bad anxiety. You know?
Right.
And honestly, dude, like, I just need help, dude, but I don't see my therapist anymore because they make me feel like I'm fucking dumb.
This is therapy right here, man. Let it all out.
No, dude, they make me feel like I'm dumb because, like, sometimes I can't discern what's paranoia, what's not, what's me, like, I guess that clarifies paranoia, never mind.
Man, this gets real low sometimes.
You like the scent of this, by the way? It smells good. It's supposed to be calming.
Yeah.
It is not calming, though.
Man, this is my calm.
You're going to be okay, man?
Yeah, dude, I'm fine. All right.
Man, the alcohol is hitting you a little bit hard, huh?
It's not the alcohol, dude.
It's the drugs and alcohol.
It's a combination of
Yeah,
it's a combination.
Yeah, for sure.
The alcohol is definitely interacting.
Yeah. Oh, dude, so you should look up real quick, I'm going to get you, bitch. Into Google, dude. He gets it's the funniest thing in the world, dude. I'm pretty sure you're gonna recognize it when you look at it, because your brain's probably just not triggered. You're gonna recognize. It's so famous. It was a famous clip, dude.
If it starts up,
yeah, it must be.
Yeah, I was wondering. I was like, what?
I haven't seen it.
Oh man, this has been a crazy
internet.
Episode.
Yeah, it has. Is your internet good here? By the way,
it seems like it.
Seems
fine,
good,
but. My computer is not, apparently.
And you don't pay extra for it, right? He just hooks you up. That's the hope, dude.
I'm going to take a small intermission.
Oh, a bathroom?
I got to pee really bad.
Okay.
Hey, bro, just let me hold out my hands in a cup for him.
You want to hold it for me?
No, I don't want to hold
you
it.
You got
I
two empty your... beers
well,
right
then,
there.
Get lost.
Hey, here you go, bro.
You got three empty beers.
Hey, wait, let me
check
it first.
I was going to ask, how much does a room cost up here to rent?
This one isn't bad. I think this is the least expensive room. But the one right across where that adjoining door right there, that's $350. I think he's got some for $100 and $150. It just depends on the size of the room.
What's the biggest room they have here?
Is
that the karate studio?
No, probably this one right here. The Girl Scouts room right there.
Oh, okay.
It's pretty big.
How much do you think that goes for, like $700?
I don't know, man. I don't think he goes over like $350, to be honest.
Oh, okay. Because I was thinking about, you know, in the future, not, obviously not now, but just renting out a studio for, like, comedy or something. Free admissions or whatever. I don't know, just to do, like, an open mic randomly.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
You want a studio for that?
Well, no, I was thinking, like, a big room, and I'd just put, like, chairs and couches on there.
Oh,
you gotta use the restroom?
No, I'm just getting a beer.
Oh, okay.
the whole crowd laughed. Now we can talk shit about him again. Yeah,
are they cold
good.
Now?
No, dude. They're like a little bit cold.
Yeah.
But not like cold.
Come on, man. I honestly think it's my computer. It's just fucking off. Fucking I don't want mail. I didn't say mail. I just said Google. Come on, Google.
It's just what you're used to typing up, you know? Male porn. Male.
I wonder if you, like, were on a porn site and you put in mailman. There was, like, just a
like
mail.
Like, M-A-L-E or M-A-I-L?
Do you save them?
Doesn't matter.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
I save these. What do you do?
You save caps?
Yeah.
What do you do? You buy with them.
Are you nothing yet. I mean, if the Fallout ever happens, I mean, I'll have them, but... I've got a project in mind. I'm going to lay some epoxy on my table and lay out all these bottle caps and put a piece of glass on top. So I've got like 350-something.
Hey, you do know that the caps have more aluminum in them?
Do you need help with that, Mike?
No, I got it. They have more aluminum in them than the actual like cans do?
Yeah.
You just know
the
that? Caps?
Yeah, they're worth more than the actual aluminum cans.
Yeah.
Huh.
That's weird.
I did not know that. Yeah. I didn't even know they were aluminum. I thought they were metal.
Have you never been a scrapper before in your life, dude?
We did cans. That's the only thing we ever...
What'd you want me to write? Bitch, get over here?
Oh, no.
Bitch,
get over here. I'm going to get you, bitch.
Same thing, right?
So this is like a porno?
But he does not get the bitch.
How do you spell I'm in a...
I-M-A.
I'ma. Not
I said I'ma.
My bad, guys.
I'ma get you, bitch.
I'ma get you, bitch.
I'm going to get you high. That's great. Thanks, Google.
Boom, right there. 17 seconds. Short and quick and to the point.
All right.
No, that's, I clicked it. Oh, there it is.
Man, that guy just took a taser like a fucking champion.
He's probably all drugged up, bro.
Yeah, he's on coke.
You look like a
crazy. Yeah, see, I cried like a bitch when I took a taser. Like,
did you?
Fuck.
Did you have to take a taser?
Yeah, so
pussy. Up the ass?
Pussy.
No, I got one in my ass.
Wait, hey, was it a cop taser?
It was a cop taser.
Well, it was? See, so it was the higher voltage? Not just the ones you can buy yourself?
No, like it was fucking a cop taser? Legit taser. Yeah, it was.
Those hurt, but ass. Like you don't cry about them, dude. Like,
oh, I was kind of pissed.
It
I
just
was
sucks
like,
because your whole body's like, fucking. And then you fucking leg spasm.
Oh, yeah,
and you drop.
I'd rather be pepper sprayed 10 times.
That's what
than
I look like when I
taser.
Come.
Like,
I've
real?
Never, I've
for
never,
real?
Oh, I've man. Never been pepper sprayed, so I don't know.
Oh.
I've only been tasered.
Pepper sprayed is horrible. And then afterwards, when you're taking a shower and it all runs into your eyes again, you're like,
oh, could you imagine getting pepper sprayed and then touching your dick?
Oh, God.
That's how I get off, bro.
Yeah. That's what I use as lube.
we got pepper sprayed, and then they had these, like, 15-gallon trash barrels full of water. You just dunk your head in there. It felt so fucking good. And you'd bring it out, and the air would hit you again. Walking around, can't see, and I'm like, fuck, I'm blind.
Did you have to tackle somebody?
No, but we had to go through a training, so we had to beat up a dummy, and then we had to be
that's
like,
tough,
get on
dude.
The ground, motherfucker, and then he's like, okay, which hand am I holding up? And you say right or left, and okay, you're done, go wash, but that
what
shit
that,
stays with you for
what
days.
Did that dude ever do to you that everybody's beating him up? He's just a little slow.
He's just motherfucker got a pepper sprayed him, man.
He just got a little downs, man. You don't have to beat him up.
Oh, shit. So did you pass the first time?
I did.
And if you fail, do you get pepper sprayed again?
No, you just stand there for longer and they make
okay.
fun of you. And it's,
oh, okay.
It was a good old time.
Okay. How many people fail?
I think everyone passed, but you just had to, no, you're cheating. Open your eyes, like. Which hand am I holding up? And they'd guess the wrong hand. No, open your fucking eyes. Come on, man. Let it leak into your eyes. Don't cheat.
Man, let it leak into your eyes is what I said to my wife last night.
No, dude, I've heard one. Pepper spray is actually worse than tasers, though.
I don't know.
I don't know. Probably preference, you know?
Pepper spray is fucking horrible, but taser.
I've never been.
Yeah, like you
sprayed,
have no control of taser. You're just like
no,
stiff
dude, you,
as a
yeah,
board.
Yeah, yeah.
And you know,
dude, the legs, I don't know if yours did this, but everyone I've talked to you have done this. Like it feels like in your calves, like it's like fucking like going like just like that.
It's like a Charlie horse taking steroids. Yeah. Oh, I mean, okay. It's fucking horrible.
dang, and that guy just took it like a and champ.
One guy's sitting there, he's just like, ah, this isn't so bad. And they're like, fuck you, and tase him again.
Oh, dang.
They fucking stuck the taser to him, and they're like, no, you didn't get it good enough.
How big was he? Like a dude who could took a taser?
It was just an ex-cop guy.
Like six and a half, 7 inches?
Wait, was it? So it
the
was
only
one
part
of the
that matters.
Two on?
Huh?
It wasn't one of the gun ones?
No, dude. We got the prongs.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, the prongs.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
Okay, yeah.
And
so you
the
got
one
the real
prong
one.
Didn't get a good enough connection, so
that's
he fucking
why,
stuck the taser to
that's
him
why
and
he wasn't
burnt the shit out of
it.
His leg.
That's what I'm saying, 6.5, 7 inches on the prong.
What prong, though? Again, I mean,
the one that didn't go in all the way.
It wasn't so bad going in because it was just kind of quick, but when
that's
they pulled those
said.
Fucking things out, man, they were barbed. And you could feel them coming out.
Ugh.
It was.
They got to stay in you.
Magical.
This just sounds painful, man.
It is. They got to stay in you, though. You know, like if you think about it, you know, it's smart to make them or a barb so they stay in you if you, like, fucking start flopping.
Yeah,
and,
sure.
You know?
It sucks, really.
Now
bad.
Lay on the deck and flop like a fish. Oh, man. It's always a dead silence.
That 3 seconds, though, that's an eternity, man. You're just sitting there like, oh, fuck!
Yeah. Yeah, I've never had a desire to be in a job that I get tased at.
No, dude, this wasn't a job. This was just criminal activity, bro.
No. It was a job for me.
For him.
No. You did it because you're being dumb, right?
I didn't do it on purpose, dude. They fucking tased me because I started fighting back.
Okay, so you were the dummy they were beating.
Yeah.
I started swinging at them.
See, I think it'd be better that way because I volunteered like a dumbass. I mean... I didn't
were
know
you
what
first?
I was getting into.
No, dude. Cause
no, see, that was the worst part. I was like near the back of the line, so I saw everyone else like, oh, fuck. And then you just, your heart starts pumping. You're like, oh, fuck, I'm next. taser. Bonk.
So, I guess
so the initial shock of getting hit by those prongs, and then all of a sudden it hits you, man. All your muscles just start tensing up.
But dude, at least you knew it was coming. At least you knew it was coming.
No, I don't know. I think I would have rather
they were just
had it
gonna,
be a surprise.
I thought they were just going to wrestle me.
Surprise, motherfucker.
I thought they were just going to wrestle me, but they didn't.
They didn't.
No, dude, they fucking fuck that.
Those damn police for not just wrestling you.
Yeah, dude, I thought
God
they were gonna like
damn it,
fight
those
fair,
police.
Dude. I was young, okay. I thought they were gonna fight
kids.
Fair, dude. They pulled out a fucking taser.
You didn't get shot, man.
You think it is a WWE?
Dude, I didn't reach in my pockets or nothing. Then I probably would have got shot. But like, I just came running at them, you know. After they told me to stop,
I would have shot you.
I don't know. I probably would have done the same, man.
Dude, everybody knows the first thing you do is put your hand in your pocket real fast.
No, dude. Actually, this a couple times I got away with it because I had drugs. Uh-huh. Like I was wearing jeans, and you know how they got that little the pocket right up here where you can pull out your pockets.
Yeah.
So the way you play it is, they think either you're a kid that got touched, you know, by someone or a police officer or something, or you just really don't want to be touched by the cops. Plus, I was underage, so they had to get permission from my parents in Utah. That's how it goes, to search me. So I was like, I just really don't want to fucking, you know, be touched. So I pulled it out, but like when I pulled out, I had my thumb right here. When I pulled out with my two fingers, pulled out, so I kept the drugs right here. And then I jumped up and down, moved my boxers, you know, so they know you're not nutting anything. And they let me go.
That happened
a couple of times, dude. And I got away with it because I just kept it right here in this little pouch, right by my jeans.
Nice.
All right. Oh.
Scooby Doo would have caught you.
Uh-huh. Probably, dude. Scooby Doo does better than they caught.
Good to know. Now,
I'm just
the next
saying.
Time I get searched, I know how to fucking act.
I'm just saying, dude. I don't know if it works. I haven't tried it since I've been an adult. You know, they probably would be like, "Shut the fuck up."
I'm
like,
an adult. You know?
But like when you're a minor in Utah, they have to get your parents' permission to search you. And so, like, I just did that. So,
did your parents give them permission?
No, I told my parents, no matter what happens, do not give them permission to search me. Because my parents are firm believers that if you send someone to jail, it just does worse for you.
Huh. Man, I'd be one of those parents like, yeah, church, little asshole. I
mean, no, dude, that's
fucked
up.
Is he spending time in jail? I don't want to come pick the fucker up.
DT in jail does is gives you new connects, dude. Seriously. It's all it does. All
right.
For like the Connect 4 game? Or?
No, like drug connects, dude. Okay. Like, I know where to get acid. I know where to get playing with the connects?
Like the Lego ripoffs, but they were like the long stencil things.
Yep.
What happened to those, dude? Because Lego.
I still have some.
Lego almost went out of business, so I was wondering if they went out of business.
Lego went out of business?
No, they almost did back in, I don't even remember what
08,
year.
Probably?
Yeah, I don't know if you, I think it was probably like 04 or something like that, or 02, or, yeah, 02. When Bionicles came out, they, like, Bionicles saved the brand for, like, 2 years.
Dude, Bionicles are dope. Yeah, door's open.
Oh, my God. So many distractions.
But there's this documentary series on Netflix, and it's called, like, The Toys That Made Us. I don't know if you've heard of that.
I've heard of it.
Have you seen it?
No.
Oh, dude. So I don't watch, like, the Barbie or the Hello Kitty thing. It's pretty good, dude. Pretty good. So you just, like, find out about fucking all that shit. Lego, G.I. Joe, He-Man, Transformers.
Uh-huh. Connect?
Nope. Oh, that's why I was wondering, man. Because it's not. They mostly do toys from the 70s, so I don't know if Connect was around then. Like, it was like 80s, 90s.
I don't know if they're still around, but I've got a giant box of them.
Yeah? You got the wheels and everything to make cars?
That's dope.
They were always really complicated for me because I had them when I was like,
I think
six.
I think they still do the roller coaster Connect things.
Where, dude?
I see them at Walmart every Christmas.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, they set up like a display and everything. They're pretty cool.
Yeah.
Shit.
I think those are Connects. Some sort of it.
It's Connect spelled with a K.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. The ones we had in schools and stuff. Oh, fair enough. Well, I guess they didn't go out of business. Maybe they're just seasonal then.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah,
which is like the same thing as going out of business pretty much.
Are you just seasonal?
I'm always out of business.
It's like my sex life is seasonal.
I'm foreclosed on.
Oh, man. This show. Yeah. Ups and downs, up and
downs. Yeah. This is probably one of the craziest.
Yeah, I'm thinking, like, that. What the fuck did I get myself into?
Yeah. Well, Pat's back. Should we just call her a night?
Yeah, we could call it a night.
What do you got to plug, buddy?
Google Captain Galactose.
And maybe sometime soon, come down to the studio and listen to comedy shows.
Yeah, dude, that's probably like a couple years away if we're ever going to do that, dude. I don't have the money to rent a studio right now.
You don't
now.
Have to rent. I mean, I told you this before. Just get with a place and say, hey, can I use this every Tuesday? It'd probably be a lot easier and a lot cheaper for you.
I'd probably want to do both. Just do like one there, one there.
Maybe you could find a cool hang and set up couches and whatnot like the way you want. Like it's somebody's back room and just always have it there.
Yeah. Well, that's what I was going to do with the studio is just put like couches in there or some shit, you know.
Maybe you could find like somebody that's already got the space and just hook you up. Never hurts to talk to people, man.
It doesn't.
Ask questions.
I talk to people every week on this show.
Hey, Pat, you got a basement?
Oh, I just shit my pants.
No, I heard that.
Me too. It was nice.
So, do you have anything to plug there, Pat?
Plug?
Yeah. You know what plugs are?
My butt plug, yeah.
Yeah. Well, it's like what's coming up, what you got. You got a website or Facebook page.
It's a plug in his ass.
Yeah. It's things that you got coming up or things that you're doing in your life. That
honestly,
you want people
dude,
to
I'm
check
not
out.
Doing nothing, bro. So, like, I don't got nothing for you guys to check out. Other than if you want to look up, you know, small dicks, my page. It's mostly just me, but.
If you're into redheads and small dicks,
I'm just saying, hit me up.
You got anything to plug, Austin?
www.pornhub.com/midgets/clowns.
Okay. That's a good one.
Yeah.
All right, Ben, let's wrap it up.
You can find us on Facebook, facebook.com/smalltownmentalitypod, on Twitter at STMPod, and on Instagram at STMPodcast. You can go to dramacityproductions.com for everything podcast. Check out all the shows on the network. And upcoming events and what's not. And you can donate to the show, patreon.com/STM podcast, and give us a motherfucking dollar. And I do have one more, the car show, July 21st. Come down and check us out. Are you going to be there?
I don't know.
Should we do STMP?
If we have it, if I can be there.
You should check out my new banner, man. I got that badass banner made. Anyways, I will have a booth at the Evanston Car Show July 21st. Come down. I'll be doing live interviews. I'll have stickers, cards, lots of fun stuff. So come down and see me.
Can I be there?
If you want to.
Don't. Bye.
Goodbye. Blow me.
He's a dummy. Bye-bye.
This has been a Drama City production.